From theunce.com, this is the Unce Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunce.com. Hello and welcome to the Unce Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. This week my guest is Jamie Watts, better known as Kilowatts. This Philly producer has been making beats since childhood and has dabbled in psychedelic breaks, downtempo, glitch, ambient, and straight-up techno house. His latest EP, The Right Words, is out today. Let's get to the interview. Tell me about your musical background. I understand you play a number of instruments.
Actually, I was trained as a classical pianist from an early age, and I took piano lessons until I was about 17. I began DJing or a little bit earlier than that, and at one point I was playing around with trackers, DOS-based trackers, using nothing but 8 or 24-bit samples and using multi-tracker to arrange the tracks.
So what was your big influence as a kid? Were you listening to the pop music at the time, or were you listening to video game soundtracks? What was sort of turning you on?
As a kid, I was listening to all kinds of things. I was listening to video game music. I was very much into the demo scene, which is now sort of a worldwide phenomenon happening in Finland and all over Europe and all over the world, really. And this was basically all synthetic music and art being sort of smushed together into a 5 to 10 minute demo. And it's expanded into people having festivals all over the place where they come together and show sort of the latest cutting edge electronic music and audiovisual techniques. And they put it up on a big screen and have a big party.
Now these things are happening now, but as a kid, were you sort of shut up in your room, or were there places you could go and experience this type of electronic music?
There weren't very many places that I could go. As a kid, I was living in Dallas, Texas, so a lot of the time I was sitting at home and I was listening to the radio, particularly a show called The Gray Zone, which aired on Friday nights starting at midnight until about 4 a.m. And that was a huge resource for me. There were also a few record stores that I would frequent, and that really got me into electronic music and sort of ignited my passion about what people are doing with electronics.
How did you make that transition from this being a hobby of you playing around in your bedroom to actually playing out, to actually producing and getting out there?
Well, I think it really started with DJing, as it does with many, many people, because that was an immediate format to actually get out there and, you know, be in control of something musically and actually perform. You know, I was also doing piano rehearsals, for instance, when I was taking lessons and things like that, you know, but actually translating electronic music to the live stage didn't come until later. So I started DJing, and at one point I actually sold my turntables and bought a new computer and got into Propellerhead's Reason, and then got into Cubase and learned about sound synthesis and basically started off from there.
Thank you. deliriously from Kilowatts right here on the UNTS podcast.
When did you move? You said you started out in Dallas.
Yeah, I moved up to Philly about 7 years ago. A lot of big changes in my life, and I was sort of looking for a new direction, looking for some excitement, looking to meet new people, and basically just see what else is going on in the world.
What is the scene like in Philadelphia as far as electronic music, and how does that maybe influence your sound?
Philadelphia has a lot of stuff going on. There are a lot of good groups of people here doing amazing things. A few that come to mind are Rizumu, which has been active for quite a few years in Philadelphia, definitely focusing on electronic music from the techier side of things, techno and experimental, and even electronic installations and things like that. We also have the Philadelphia Experiment, which is greatly inspired by Philadelphia's Burning Man community, which has sort of extended and become some really, really nice events. There's something for everybody here, and there's just, you know, creativity being thrown around left and right all over the place. So being inspired and staying inspired is not very difficult.
Okay. What can you tell me about first being signed? For those amateur artists and producers out there, what kind of advice can you give?
When I first released something, it was kind of in a very strange period in the music industry. Not many people knew the future of what was going on, and everything was sort of falling down all at the same time with the advent of digital distribution and piracy and MP3 sales and all of this sort of thing. So, you know, I was kind of coming at it. I didn't really know what to expect. Yeah, I had taken a couple classes in school about music business, but I remember one particular professor was basically standing up there and giving me a huge horror story about, very similar to Hunter S. Thompson's quote about the music industry being full of thieves, pimps, and liars. And there's also a good sign. So yeah, it's about finding people that you can forge a mutually beneficial relationship with and extend that out into your career. The idea of being signed to a label is kind of pointless right now unless the roles are adequately defined.
So with the recording industry in complete chaos, what does making a record mean to you now?
It's always been a joy for me to make records, you know. To release it and have it out there is, you know, my main concern. You know, with all of the tools that we have right now to be able to get things out immediately, it's very easy to finish something and immediately put it out there. I think what really makes a difference is taking advantage of the resources that we have in place, the digital resources, such as the UNTS, for instance, as well as reviews and the outlets in which people are really sharing and creating viral promotion and things like that to really create that huge push, you know, that actually makes a difference. Right now, there's hundreds, thousands of people putting their music up online all over the place, and tons of people have a Bandcamp account. Tons of people have their own website and they're just kind of putting it up there. And that's great, but I think it's really the promotion that matters. It's also establishing a really strong network of people that you work with for cross promotion and cross distribution and things like that.
Thank you.
Earshot from the new Kilowatts EP, The Right Words.
So tell me about this EP that you have out now, The Right Words. What's your artistic message behind it? How does it differ from your previous releases?
Well, I think that was one of the big challenges for me for this release. The last thing that I released was Undercurrent, which is sort of an ambient exploration and really focusing on kind of less focus on technology and more focus on raw melody and things like that. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I was doing the techno thing. And when it came to do something new, you know, I wasn't exactly sure where to head with it. So it's kind of like when you have sort of a spectrum of sounds electronically or otherwise, you have one side and it's just sort of, it seems to occupy a very distinct place. And then you have like another side and these very sparse and defined personalities that seem to come. And, you know, it's all got to fit together somehow. Or does it, you know? I don't know. So there's sort of a history of sound that an artist produces. And this is something that I'm really eager to learn more about as I talk to people who have been making music for a while and releasing things on a regular basis, and the way to sort of continually come up with new ideas and break out of doing the same old thing over and over, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the way I'm kind of seeing it right now is that you have sort of a history of things that you've done and created, and there's also sort of an expectation of sound. At the same time, you're drawing from a source of information of new creativity and bringing that sound out, and that somehow has to exist with the other stuff as well.
Were there any major styles or specific artists you were listening to during the creation of this EP, or did you try to evade the sounds of your contemporaries when you were writing?
Oh, no. I mean, I don't think it's possible to evade the sounds of the people you're listening to. We're all kind of in the same game, and we're all drawing inspiration from each other all the time. It's kind of hard to find exactly how it all fits together. But, well, yeah, okay, so this year I was just touring around with The Great Mundane and Aligning Minds, and we spent a lot of time together. So there's definitely a lot of inspiration there. I do recommend checking out their albums, which will come out soon as well.
From Kilowatts. Let's wrap up my interview with Jamie Watts.
We've got a ton of nerds, essentially, that listen to this podcast. Can you tell me about your gear?
I kind of came into this a little bit after the hardware thing was going on. So most of what I'm using and what I learned on was digital. So I'm kind of coming at it from the world of MIDI controllers and plugins and digital synthesis. So, I would say that my tools right now are primarily Reactor by Native Instruments.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using Cubase 5. I'm also a big fan of a fairly new VST called Surge. It's by a company called Vimber Audio.
All right. Are you headed out on tour to support this disc?
Not right now. I'm actually sort of in the middle of a long studio stint, so I am working on a bunch of different projects at the moment.
Will we see some of these tracks from the EP again on a full length, or once you're done with a project, you sort of cast it aside and it's on to the next thing?
Yeah, it's definitely on to the next thing. I'm not a big fan of using tracks and releasing them more than once. I can see how that would have been useful in the old model of sort of releasing, you have your single first and then you have your single with remixes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the full album and see how that sort of builds hype and whatnot. But things are different now.
That's true. That's absolutely true. So after this studio stint, do you plan on getting out? Do you like being on the road, or are you more of a studio guy? You like being surrounded by the blinking knobs and dials and creating and fiddling around with your tracks?
Yeah, I'm actually a little bit of both. I don't like to be on the road for too long, but I do love traveling and I do love being out and, you know, embracing that energy. At the same time, I like being in the studio, and, you know, I think I like being in the studio a little bit more than I do actually being out and playing shows. But there are, you know, actually being out and playing shows is exciting, especially with electronic music, because your instrument is always changing. So there's always something new to do. I'm going to be going on tour with Evan Blusek very soon. We are also working on a project called Invisible Allies, and we have an EP coming out in a couple months. It'll be with a few different remixes, and then we'll be going on tour in February.
That's huge. We're going to be looking for that EP soon. Jamie Watts, thank you so much for being on the UNS podcast.
Yes, definitely. Thank you for having me.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's UNS podcast. Thanks goes to Ian O'Brien of Autonomous Music and, of course, my guest, Jamie Watts. The new Kilowatts EP, The Right Words, is out today. Arch Nemesis will be featured on next week's UNS podcast. This intelligent electro-crunk duo has a new EP out. It's called Diamonds and Glass. Amateur DJs, artists, and producers, you have until midnight tonight, Pacific Standard Time, to enter the UNS Challenge. All you have to do is drag your original track into the UNS SoundCloud Dropbox, and you could win Ableton Live 8, a Novation Launchpad, and a one-on-one session with one of 8 production masterminds. Voting on the first bracket begins next week. Go to theUNS.com/theUNSChallenge for details. Remember to visit theUNS.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates from across the electronic music spectrum. And go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Write us a review. Tell us what you think of the show. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints about the program, or you'd like to be a guest on the UNS podcast, contact me at anand@theUNS.com. That's ANAND @theUNS.com. Catch you next week.